In 2003, state and federal officials, a private landowner, and conservation groups created a conservation easement to protect about 146,000 acres in northern Coos County from development. It's called the Connecticut Lakes Headwaters. The possibility that Northern Pass might try to cross it has the attention of conservation groups around the country, says Paul Dosher, an official with the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests.
Many would look at any attempt to cross that easement as a violation of the provisions of the easement and pose a substantial threat to not only that easement, but to the integrity of all conservation easements.
The 44-page easement that governs the headwaters states goals including environmental education, conservation, and public recreation. Page 5 has a key prohibition.
And it says, without any residential, industrial, or commercial activities.
That's Amy Menzelli. She's a Concord lawyer and part owner of BCM Environmental and Land Law. The exception is sustainable forestry practiced by the Forest Land Group, which owns the land. But not everything is set in stone.
There are provisions to change this easement. The easement itself says that the parties to the easement can agree to change the easement.
However, an amendment must be consistent with the conservation goals. As an alternative to erecting towers, Northern Pass could propose trading a corridor through the headwaters tract for land it owns nearby. Northern Pass has repeatedly declined to provide details of the route. But to cross the headwaters, two things would have to happen. First, Northern Pass would have to convince the land's North Carolina-based owners, Forest Land Group, to go along with it. Then, it would have to persuade the state's Department of Resources and Economic Development it's a good idea. Because federal dollars help fund the project, DRED controls the conservation easement. Some Northern Pass opponents are worried about the new head of DRED, Jeffrey Rose. During a public hearing in February before the Executive Council, Rose was questioned by some counselors about newspaper stories suggesting he favored Northern Pass. He said that was not the case.
I pledge you that I do not have a position on the Northern Pass project, Counselor.
To move the amendment ahead, both DRED and Forest Land would each have to agree it's a good idea. Officials at Forest Land didn't return several calls from NHPR, and it's not clear what DRED would do. A spokeswoman for the agency had no comment because such a request hasn't been received. However, if DRED and Forest Land agreed, there would still be plenty of obstacles. The state might consider such a change to be high risk, says Menzelli, the environmental lawyer.
And high risk changes are very hard to get approved.
Such changes have to be reviewed by the Attorney General's Charitable Trust Unit, and that could be a long process. There's a good chance the unit would send the case to probate court in Lancaster. Another layer to this is that, because some federal funds were used to establish the headwaters, the U.S. Forest Service has to sign off on any deal. Pulling all that off would at best be a long shot, says Patrick Parento, environmental law professor at Vermont Law School.
There's nothing in the four corners of the document that would suggest that a utility power line crossing would comport with the terms of the easement or the intent.
And even if Northern Pass got permission, it's possible groups involved in the original deal would sue. It's a whole lot of conjecture at the moment, and so far no request involving headwaters has been made, according to a spokesman for Governor Hassan. And all Northern Pass officials will say is that they have a new route, but they won't identify it until July, at the earliest. For NHPR News, this is Chris Jensen.